Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Sean Darcy, Director of Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Sean here in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, Type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
We're talking with Sean Darcy from NCBA, Director of Market Research, right?
Yes, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, yeah.
Now, tell me, Sean, as you've looked at consumers, you gave kind of an overview of what the consumer looks like today for beef producers. What do we need to know about the consumer?
Well, I think the biggest highlight and the first thing to remember is that they're coming from a place of being very positive. So whether we're asking about the product or how the animals raise, over three quarters of people think that the beef industry is doing a good job or feel positive about that compared to negative about that. But at the same time, there's been a growing trend with consumers wanting to know more information about how their food's raised. While they want to know that information, there's a low familiarity level with how that's happening, but it is starting to become part of that consideration set. Now, I will say that price, quality, and taste are still those big drivers, but in addition to that, now compared to 5 or 10 years ago even, you're seeing people think about their social experience, how the animal's treated, the safety of the product at a lot higher level than you used to. With those factors.
Seems like based on this focus group that we just both listened to, they're still kind of relegating those down at a lower level compared to price and quality.
Absolutely, and that's important to note. It's still taste, price, and convenience are still king, and that's in addition even for those people. When we ask them about that point of purchase, a lot of people are like, well, yeah, even though I'm interested and are concerned about how animals are treated or antibiotics or hormones, I'm still making my decision based on price most of the time. And when I can, I may splurge and get something that's a little bit different. That's a great clarification.
How do we translate what we know about the consumer into doing what we do best as far as marketing our beef to them? Obviously, we're going primarily for millennials through the digital platforms with the beef checkoff dollars. How do we translate what you've learned about the research to that campaign?
Well, I think the most important thing is highlighting the people that are involved in the process, whether that's the farmers and ranchers themselves, the operators, nutritionists, veterinarians, everyone that's involved. People matter to consumers, and I think hearing those stories through whatever platform that might be or whatever type of delivery content, whether it's a video, an infographic, hearing about those farmers and ranchers and hearing about the people that highlight, they have a story to tell, and that resonates with consumers. So whether we're talking about sustainability, which we are here today, or whether we're talking about antibiotics or how cattle are treated, those are important things to do, and they're seen as a very credible source to consumers.
Where's the consumer going? Based on what the trends you're seeing, where is the consumer going?
Well, consumers are spending over 3 hours a day on their mobile devices, which is key, and that's driven by younger generations, but not only. I think it's 2 hours a day for people between 35 and 65 years of age still, so they're on those platforms. And where they're at mostly are social platforms, video platforms such as Hulu, YouTube, Netflix, and also music, whether it's Spotify or Pandora. That's where consumers are. That's 60% of that usage that I mentioned is going to those major platforms.
I guess that's where we reach them with the checkoff dollar.
That's correct. So that's why our focus has been is to highlight the beef producers, how cattle are raised, and a variety of other, of course, recipe and nutrition type of content to get them to seek more information and go back to the website and learn more about those ideas. But yes, that's where you'll see a lot of the promotional activity throughout Hulu, throughout a variety of websites, and on social media.
Talking about what today's consumer is thinking about when it comes to buying beef, Sean Darcy of NCBA.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and OklahomaFarmReport.com.